It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I did watch over the weekend. Remember, you've been pestering me to watch this Vice show with Patino for weeks. Well, I finally had some time and made a point. I had to download like a free trial thing because I guess I don't get Vice on my regular YouTube TV. But I did watch, and I'm pretty sure I'm caught. I maybe have like 20 minutes or so to go in the sixth episode.
Oh, you dove in deep this weekend.
Yeah, I got them all. Well, I watched maybe two on Saturday, and then the rest yesterday I had it on.
How good is it?
It is very good, and I do love Patino even more. And I think there are some fascinating nuggets in there. Even the sit down with his son ahead of the New Mexico game when they were playing each other, just seeing that his son has a totally different coaching style with him.
Totally different personality, too. Yeah, Richard's very different.
That's what I'm saying. It's fascinating. And now we're going to see that in the Big East with Xavier and St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
Also, by the way, that I'm more interested in that show and St. John's than I am even in the tournament. Like, I just don't care about the Final Four stuff. One thing I noticed before we get into R.J. Lewis, which is now why I brought this up, and we could talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You have any idea of what I'm going to say that opened my eyes a little bit, not about St. John's program, but about the show that made me like, huh, that's interesting.
Why am I not in it?
Dude, the JJ's podcast, John Ostrzemski, your pal, like they referenced that five times.
Yep.
Not one clip from our show where you talked about St. John's more than anybody.
Well, there's one more episode to go.
And I know you sat down with
them. They interviewed me on whatever I was up in Providence. Everything's blending together. Right before the Arkansas loss, after the Omaha wins. I guess that would have been Friday.
All right.
And, I'm sitting there saying, what are we doing here, boys?
Is there a reason for it?
It's not a St. John's. It's not the university. It's like Vice. I think the company is outsourced from Australia, I want to say. So they didn't really know many of the people. Like, I love John. I don't know how they came across just MC's podcast. I don't know.
Yeah. New York podcast, sure. But
sure.
And referencing it once, fine. It was in like three, four episodes
in a
row.
I'm like,
geez.
Yeah. Mink wasn't in there, to my knowledge. I don't think Mink got it. Mink should have gotten some love there, too.
It might have been a call that he used, but no.
Maybe.
You're right. Even the radio call was not.
I know.
Or your call that you do with Mink was not even used as much.
I was sitting there saying, what's going on, boys?
All right. And I did text you about this over the course of the weekend, the R.J. Lewis stuff where he entered the portal and is going to be looking to go pro.
Yeah, so he could still, I guess, go back to saying he hadn't signed anything. I don't believe. Well, he hadn't signed another school. And he'll go through the process, which, by the way, even if he didn't transfer from St. John's, was going to go through the process anyway of seeing where he stacks up with the NBA. Now, I think what makes this one burn a little bit is the way the season ended. That's the snapshot. Like, RJ on the bench, and now player of the year in the conference, transferring or going to the NBA.
So is he hurt? By the way that Patino handle things.
He might be, and I can understand both sides. I truly can. Now, when you asked me about this when I came back from Providence, yeah. I said I'm with Rick on this because some of the things were not, you were not able to see on TV. He was playing hero ball, and he was deviating from what Patino wanted. His teammates were frustrated, in particular Zuby, who was his best friend. There was a lot of odd interactions, like, what are you doing? Like, the gyrations, mm-hmm. just meaning you're breaking off plays, whatever. I did not like what I saw from R.J. Lewis that day at all, and not because he shot 3-for-17, which he picked an awful day to have his worst game of the year. Rick Pitino is not waiting for you to get on. You're either getting on or you're gone. Now, people say, well, can he change his mind? Sure, I think anything's possible, that as long as he doesn't sign with another school and goes through the proper channels with the NBA draft and, you know, chronologically speaking, when he could duck out and then still be eligible for college. Rick's not waiting for him. Like, Rick is building a roster here. He has moved on. And I think unless R.J. Lewis was to come, were to come back and, I don't say apologize, but offer a different perspective on what he did that day and what his thought process was after, I think Rick's moved on.
So you think this is a product of that decision that Pitino made to bench him in the final game?
I don't know how it can't be. That's why
you weren't expecting this to happen. You know much more about it than I do.
No way. Especially the way the game was going. You got to remember, I mean, St. John's, they were down by 4 points with 3.5 minutes to go. They had the ball. I think that's when Davon Smith had the bad turnover, which really was a killer. But they were right there. Kadari had a ton of fouls, eventually fouled mm-hmm. out. Aaron Scott shot 1-for-10, and R.J. Lewis shot 3-for-17. Really, the only one who showed up was Zuby. So I get why a lot of St. John's fans are saying, how could you bench him? You have nothing else. You know, Kadari's fouled out, played 8 minutes in the first half because they gave him a couple of fouls. I understand some people questioning Pitino's motives that day. I do. And I also understand R.J., and I don't know this to be true. I'm him and I'm the player of the year and I just dropped 30 against you, like, I'm sitting there saying, all right, I know I've had a rough day. Give me some more rope, coach. I mean, I've earned it. But he earned it along the 30 minutes where Rick did not bench him when, quite frankly, he deserved to be benched. He deviated so far from what the team was trying to do that if Rick would have ignored it, it would have weakened Rick in the eyes of others. And there's a reason why Rick is as great as he is. And now he ain't waiting on anybody.
And now we'll see how this plays out. Obviously, they're expecting to get more talent in there, but losing Lewis is not going to be a good thing.
No, but they're already stacked up. Yeah. They already got guys coming in, like guys, this kid, the Georgia boy. Yeah. I'm like, it doesn't, names don't matter unless you're a diehard. Follow me on Twitter. I'll give you, they're going to get Hopkins from Providence. They got the kid from Arizona State top. Like, they are going to be, they know what they have to fix offensively because the shooting just wasn't good enough. But it is unfortunate. Like, I don't want to say it changes the season, like it was a very enjoyable season, but R.J. Lewis was atop the backboard at the Garden when they won the Big East Championship, and he was the most outstanding player, and it ended bitter. And, like, it's unfortunate, but, hey, it's big business. It is what it is.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to the conversation about the Torpedo Bats. Bill is in Goshen. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, Bill.
I'll tell you this. I'm not so much caring about the added home run potential of these bats. That really doesn't bother me, just like PEDs didn't bother me all that much or the spider tack bothered me. I say just even playing field, let everybody use what the heck they want to use. It's fine by me. The thing that I'm going to be interested to see in over time is the changing of the end of the bat diameter. Does that actually result in more foul balls? That's the thing that I keep thinking about, is because of the narrowing of the end of the bat. I think that might be something that over time.
Well, why would it result in more?
Well, just by physics alone, if you think of a,
but it's smaller.
Exactly, but the narrowing of the barrel. So when you have the meat of the bat, you have that fatter, and then you start to taper off towards the end. Technically, you're not on a flat plane anymore, physics wise. You're actually rounding that off, so there's going to be a curve towards the end of the bat.
Yeah.
So people who are reaching the balls, there may actually result in more foul balls.
Result in more misses because it's just a smaller mass of wood.
Yeah, that's the point. I'm not a physicist or a scientist. But
thanks for the clarification.
If you make it smaller,
imagine being as smart as a physicist.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
How are people that smart?
Yeah,
honestly,
I don't. Well, I mean,
physicists.
Don't you think it's just that they care about?
No.
That stuff more?
Well, I think that's part of it.
Their brain works differently?
Maybe. I've always been fascinated. Like, I think some people are born fast for sure. Are you born more inclined with a mathematical or a certain parts of the brain work differently? But I...
Okay, how come
anybody can be that smart, quite frankly?
But how come some of those people then don't have street smarts or wouldn't be?
Because they weren't raised in the streets. You can't buy. You can't get street.
But if you can't get
in a book.
But I mean, so that's what I'm saying.
Come on,
I'm just saying, like, seriously.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If somebody's that brilliant...
How could they figure out to get away...
Or in other areas, or maybe they don't have any game with the opposite sex, or whatever, the same sex, I guess, if that's your thing. Whatever.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so basically, that's interesting. So if you're that brilliant, why not find a way to tap into street sense without actually having to be on the streets? Basically, if you're that smart.
Read a book, I guess.
I mean, because we know that there's no... you got to have experiences.
I'm just saying, do you think the smartest person in the world could know the game of baseball the way that people who grew up watching and learning and playing the game of baseball, do you think?
No, I think that they can theorize and they can sound brilliant. They can apply theories and hit us with numbers and all these things that might impress some people. But those of us who love baseball and play, we'd be like, dude, get lost.
That's kind of my point then the other way, that maybe if I do think that there is something that is inherently in you, the way your brain operates.
Oh, for sure.
But I also think that there are certain things you can learn. I fully believe had you or I or Joe Schmo, whatever, be more interested in something else, they could be smarter in that area. Now, maybe to the extent of a physicist, maybe not. But
well, that's where I'd push back.
But because everybody's human. We're all basically made the same way.
Yeah, but are we? I don't know. I know we're all created equal. I understand the saying, but I don't know. I mean... I think certain things just made sense to me. I always talk about words and vocabulary and reading and comprehension. Like, that was fairly easy. Dude, I would sit there. I remember my dad would get me a math tutor, right? And because I was terrible. And I would just stare at, I'd yes the guy. I'm like fifth grade.
But that's what I mean. No interest.
I'd yes the guy to death. Meanwhile, I couldn't wait to get down and watch Ewing against the Bulls. And that's where I'm just yesing him to death, right? He'd be there for an hour, once a week, twice a week at the kitchen table. And I'd bring home a 78 in math. My dad's like... Now, was it because I wasn't interested?
I believe so.
Yeah, I do too, to an extent, but I also believe interest comes from a capability and a bandwidth that you either have or you don't. Like, I could lock myself in a room and study every physical principle and not know 1% of what physicists know. And I could do that I could go on a 10-year journey like a monk and try to accrue as much information as humanly possible. I think if the brain's not wired that way, you're just never going to be that guy.
Okay, fair enough. But now back to that point that he was talking about with the end of the bat. Help me make this make sense.
Okay.
If you take away wood from the end of the bat, how would it be more likely that you would foul a ball off with that same end of the bat, which is now smaller, thinner, whatever you want to, whatever adjective you want to use to describe it, you're taking wood away.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be less likely that you would foul more balls off with that part of the bat?
I know exactly what you're saying. It's not an easy answer because then I could also say that there's a greater chance that you have less contact because there's less mass there.
That's what I'm saying.
So I know. So I would lean that way. But then what he might say, or somebody who actually knows about this stuff might say, well, the reason it would create more foul balls is because the angle, but also balls that may have otherwise been put in play hit at an angle and in a diluted, or not diluted, but in a smaller space, instead of being able to push it forward, it has to go backwards or sideways because there's less mass.
Well, now it makes sense in comparison to balls that were put in play. I was looking at it in comparison to balls that would be hit or not hit.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning when he said more foul balls, I'm thinking more foul balls than you were instead of missing it. But maybe he was meaning more foul balls, less balls in play because the end of the bat. Oh, he got that one off the end of the bat. Now maybe these guys are just either fouling them off or missing it completely. But you're taking wood from one area, moving it to another. So it wouldn't benefit you when you remove it from the other. The idea is obviously to hit the ball in the barrel of the bat, which is why the Yankees wanted to do that. But I don't think it would benefit you in any way. More fouls, less balls in play. It's not going to benefit you at the end of the bat if you're moving that wood from there.
Well, I listen, that's why I need more evidence. But what I think is going to be interesting here is, all right, if there's more mass by the barrel, which we all know by now, that's the benefit. What are the negative drawbacks with a diminished body of wood, if you will, to operate with at the tail end of the bat? I don't know the answer to that. All I know is this. The composition of the bat has not changed.
Right.
That I know. Like, if it was
same weight, same size.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, like, the actual structure. Yeah. Like, if it was wood with glue or remnants of metal, specks of metal, well, now we're changing the actual composition. It's still wood. It's just repurposed in a different spot.
Well, right. Same thing about when I say same weight, same size, meaning I'm assuming Jazz and Volpe and Goldschmidt, they're all using the same weight and same size bat that they've always been using.
I can't imagine they would mess with that.
Right,
because
that
would stun me. If you're going 34-31, it's still 34-31, I would think, but it's just dispersed differently.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.